Hey fans, Chiefs insider Reed Farron here with the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. Mitch, we've been waiting a long time for this day to finally come. What are your thoughts?
Well, Reed, there's really two different stories to this game. It was so exciting to see that 14-play, 80-yard drive. Alex Smith, I said it was a surgical strike on doing the radio play-by-play, and I said the guys and gals at Whiteman Air Force Base would love it because that's what they do. That was awesome. And then for the defense to get pressure on Drew Brees when it was ones-on-ones, force a punt, and then McCluster gets a 55-yard punt return leading to a field goal, that's all three phases clicking and working together. That's what you take from this game positively and go into the week of practice. The other story is after that 10-0 lead. Listen, there is no NFL Europe. There is no minor league. This is all you get, and so you've got to develop some depth on your roster. And there's a lot of work to do with the twos, threes, and fours on this team. Andy Reid told me, he said, hey, we're going to play to win. I don't care if you're one, two, three, or four. What we do is try to play to win the game. And with a 10-0 lead, they couldn't hold it. So that is a challenge going into this week's practice in St. Joe.
Were you surprised a little bit by how long we saw Drew Brees?
Oh, I was really surprised how long we saw McCown. I mean, that's a 10-year veteran. I said on the radio, it's like putting a senior in the JV game. I mean, that guy's, he's only played 22 games in 10 years, but he's been in the league 10 years. Mm-hmm. I really thought they'd play the Griffin kid out of Tulane more, but, I mean, that's their decision. That's not ours. But I wasn't. No, I thought that's probably what they would do with Brees. And, you know, and Andy told both of us and that, hey, he's going to split it up. And they pretty much did. All the quarterbacks got a fair shake. Stainsy got a fair shake. Tyler Bray had a play that he probably wants back. The sack fumble at the 50. You forfeit field position and the ball when it was 10-10. If nothing else, get rid of the football and live for another down. That's what Andy wants all these quarterbacks to do.
With like that's what you said. They're all about winning. Chiefs head coach Andy Reid's all about winning. Walk us through the next few days. You and I will be right back at camp.
Well, you've got a base of operation to work from. You now have game tape. And it's, you know, the coaches will be right on that tape to evaluate it, grade it, and that carries into Sunday. But you also, this is all about Jacksonville. You want to win these games. Andy has said that, and the team's, you know, only won three in the last 5 years, so it'd be nice to win a couple of these. However, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, Jacksonville, 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 that and finding the best roster that you can find, and that means finding depth, whether that's in the secondary or that's on the offensive line or the defensive line. It's about building depth and building toward that first regular season game.
And we will have every bit of it covered right back at Chiefs camp up at St. Joe. For Mitch Holthus, this is Reed Farron for KCChiefs.com.